请大家同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿门。奉主耶稣圣名开始我们下午的见证会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our testimony session.
我们快来唱首诗，赞美天上的神。
Let's sing a hymn to praise our heavenly Father.
90首。
Hymn 90. Please be seated.
我们今天要请谢兰姐妹来见证。
Today we invite our sister Xie Lan to testify.
在聚会之前，我们先一块来跪下来祷告。
Before the service, we'll kneel down together to pray.
求神带领今天下午的见证会。
We ask God to guide our testimony session.
也求神赐给谢姐妹口才跟智慧。
And we also ask God to give sister Xie eloquence and wisdom.
也求神让我们有一个安静的心。
And we ask God to give us a quiet heart.
来聆听他的恩典。
To listen to His grace.
来聆听他的作为。
To listen to His work.
让我们每个人都得到造就。
So that everyone can be edified.
那神得到荣耀。
And God be glorified.
我们快祷告。
Let's pray.
阿们。感谢神，我们今天可以请到谢兰姐妹来见证。
Thank God that we can invite Sister Xie Lan to testify today.
她是我们教会方济中弟兄的太太。
She is the wife of Brother Feng from our church.
Yeah, 我们要多认识方弟兄哈。我们可能我们现在可能对他们不太熟。希望借着今天的见证，我们可以更认识他们。
And we probably don't know them very well, but hopefully through the testimony today, we can know them better.
也可以借着今天的见证，来一块分享神在他们身上的作为跟恩典。
And by the testimony today, they can share the God's grace and work on them.
那谢兰姐妹平常是在福建的连江教会聚会。
Sister 谢兰 goes to service in church in 福建连江。
呀，那也因为她是个老师，所以只有暑假会来到我们伯恩教会。
And she is a teacher, so she can only come to Bowen Park in summer.
所以你如果注意看，暑假的时候她就会出现。
So if you look carefully, she will be here in summers.
而且非常的热心的帮忙我们这里很多的工作。
And she helps out with a lot of our work.
我看得出来她是一个很爱主的姐妹。
And I can tell that she is a sister who loves God a lot.
我们把下面的时间交给她。
Be with everyone.
奉主耶稣基督圣名做见证。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
小女谢兰是真耶稣教会连江教会的信徒。
My name is 谢兰 I'm a member of True Jesus Church in 福建连江。
很感谢神给我这样的机会在这里见证他的恩典。
And thank God for giving me this opportunity to testify about His grace.
首先我要和大家分享我是如何来到真耶稣教会。
And first, I would like to share about how I came to True Jesus Church.
我家的基督教信仰是从我爷爷奶奶那代开始。
And my family has been a Christian family since generation of my grandparents.
他们是圣公会的信徒。
They're members of Anglican Communion.
但是在我的印象中
But in my memory,
我的父亲没有带我去过教堂。
My father never brought me to church.
而我的母亲她是传统的信仰。
And my mother had traditional beliefs.
所以在我小的时候
And when I was young.
我会跟我的妈妈去寺庙里面烧香拜佛。
I worship idols in the temples with my mother.
直到1997年。
Until 1997.
我的父亲得了重病。
My father fell ill.
他就交代我的母亲要去信主。
He told my mother to believe in the Lord.
我妈妈就请人来我家里除掉家里面的偶像。
And my mother asked people to come to get rid of the idols in our house.
开始去圣公会聚会。
So I went to that church from then on.
我偶尔也会陪我的妈妈去聚会。
And I sometimes go to service with my mother.
然后在每一年的圣诞节。
And every Christmas.
我会去圣公会的教堂过圣诞节。
I went there to observe Christmas.
但是我从来没有看过圣经。
But I never read Bible.
也不懂得祷告。
And I didn't pray.
在信仰上其实只是一个挂名的基督徒。
And in my faith, I'm only a Christian by name.
直到2002年。
Until 2002.
我遭遇了我人生的一场非常大的患难。
I went through a great trouble in my life.
我的前夫邱青云弟兄因为身体不舒服。
My ex-husband, brother Chiu Qingyun, was uncomfortable.
他到医院检查发现得了癌症。
He went to the hospital and found out that he had cancer.
动完手术以后。
After surgery.
医生就对我说。
The doctor told me.
他不要做化疗了。
He didn't need chemo.
因为化疗对他已经没有意义。
Because chemo was meaningless to him.
告诉我只要伤口拆线以后就可以回家。
He told me that after we got rid of the stitching, we can go home.
然后医生还告诉我。
And the doctor also told me.
他想吃什么就给他吃。
Whatever he wants to eat, let him eat.
想做什么就给他做。
Let him do whatever he wants.
因为不知道他还能够活多久。
Because we don't know how long he will live.
也许半年。
Maybe half a year.
也许更久一点。
Maybe longer.
当时听了医生的话。
And I listened to the doctor.
我真的感觉是天都塌下来了。
I felt that my world collapsed.
因为他还很年轻。
Because he was still young.
才30岁。
He was only 30.
我们的儿子才三岁。
Our son was only 3 years old.
所以我都不敢把他的癌症的消息告诉他。
And I didn't dare to tell him the news of his cancer.
我甚至连哭都不敢在他面前哭。
I didn't dare to cry in front of him.
我对我所有的亲戚朋友。
And to all my relatives and friends.
都封锁了他得癌症的这种信息。
I didn't tell them of his cancer.
我怕他们不小心走漏了风声。
I was afraid that they would tell him.
然后我自己就在网络上就开始查各种治这个癌症的这种灵丹妙药。
And I started to look online for remedies.
我就到处买药回来给他吃。
And I bought a lot of medicines for him.
但是这些药并不能够医治他。
But these medicines did not cure him.
到2004年一次例行复查的时候。
In 2004, when he had a regular checkup,
医生发现他的癌细胞。
The doctor found out his cancer cell.
腹膜后淋巴结转移了。
And in the lymph node, it migrated.
当时我就和青云弟兄的大哥拿着这个诊断书。
So I took this diagnosis.
找了八个肿瘤方面的专家。
We found 8 experts in tumors.
但是没有一个专家敢为他动手术。
But none of the experts were willing to perform surgery on him.
他们就建议说做放射治疗。
They recommended radiation therapy.
我们只好接受专家的方案。
So we took their advice.
住院做放射治疗。
So we went to the hospital and received treatment.
大家知道。
And everyone knows.
住在肿瘤医院，天天面对那些得癌症的病人。
To be in the hospital with around, be surrounded with these cancer patients.
内心真的是非常的难受。
I felt very sad.
所以我们就向医生申请挂床。
So we applied to have a.
就是挂床，就是白天进来。治疗晚上回家。
So we apply for only day treatments and then so that we can go home at night.
因为当时刚刚好青云弟兄他的大姐房子买在福州。
Because then, Qing Yun brother, his sister had a house in 福州。
所以感谢神，神也感动医生，让我们晚上回家。
And thank God for moving the doctor so that we can go home at night.
其实这是神一步一步在带领我归向他。
It was actually God guiding me step by step back to Him.
因为大姐她是一名非常虔诚的基督徒。
His sister was actually a very devout Christian.
她十八岁就在圣公会聚会。
She went to Anglican communion since she was 18.
每天早上五点半她会起来去参加早祷会。
And every morning at 5:30 she would go to morning prayer.
她还参加教会的诗班侍奉。
She also joined a choir service.
于是我们住在她家里面，就有很多的机会接触与神有关的信息。
So by staying at her place, we came in contact with a lot of information about God.
我们在她的带领下，每天晚上我们会向神祷告。
And under her guidance, we pray to God every night.
然后每周五的晚上，我们还会跟大姐去福州花巷堂参加诗歌崇拜聚会。
And every Friday evening, we will go to 福州花巷堂 to join hymnal worship.
我记得当时我经常被圣乐感动。
I remember I was often moved by the hymns.
特别是有一天晚上教唱一首诗歌《耶稣给你平安》。
And especially one evening they taught us the hymn Jesus Give You Peace.
他的歌词深深地触动了我。
The lyrics touched me.
这世界虽然有苦难。
There are tribulations in the world.
主耶稣是避风港湾。
Lord Jesus is a safe haven.
他要给你平安。
He will give you peace.
源源远流不断。
And this peace will never stop.
我当时一边唱一边不停地流眼泪。
I sang and I kept crying.
感谢神在我绝望的人生中。
Thank God in my hopeless life.
让我找到了一个避风港。
I found a safe haven.
当时大姐她还借了很多的讲道 CD 片回来。
And she also gave us a lot of CD tapes.
我和青云弟兄每天从医院回来就会去听这些讲道的 CD 片。
And after we leave the hospital, we will often listen to these sermon CDs.
我们还会看很多关于见证的书籍。
And we read a lot of testimony booklets.
我记得当时我非常喜欢看那种病得医治的见证。
I liked to read a lot about the testimonies of sickness being healed.
而且在我的内心里面
And in my heart,
我非常渴望主耶稣能够医治青云弟兄的病。
I desire so much that God will heal Brother Qing Yun.
原来我一直不敢告诉他他得了这样的病。
In the past, I didn't dare to tell him of his illness.
但是我认识神以后
But after I knew God,
我就觉得我要把这个实情告诉他。
I thought that I need to tell him.
让他和我一起来信心仰望神。
So that he can look onto God with me.
于是有一天晚上
And so one evening,
我就决定要把实情告诉他。
I decided to tell him.
我当时也不知道，就是我当时的内心还是非常的矛盾。
In my heart, I was still very conflicted.
我不知道我这样做对不对。
I didn't know if I was doing the right thing.
然后我就对他说
So I told him.
对不起。
I'm sorry.
有一件事情我一直在隐瞒你。
I've been hiding something from you.
你的肿瘤不是良性的。
Your tumor is not benign.
是恶性的。
It's malignant.
我一边说一边小心翼翼地看他的反应。
So as I told him, I observed his reaction.
但是很奇妙。
But miraculously.
我看到他听到我的话以后。
After he heard me.
他的脸色一点都没有改变。
His face didn't change.
他的表情也非常的平静。
He had a very peaceful expression.
我就又问了他一句。
So I asked him.
我刚才说的话你听到了吗？
Did you hear what I just said?
他说我知道。
He said, I know.
我知道我得了绝症。
I know I have terminal illness.
但是我现在相信有主。
But now I believe there is the Lord.
我相信主会救我。
I believe the Lord will save me.
真的感谢神。
Truly thank God.
现在回想这个经历。
To think back now.
我才明白。
I realized,
原来神一直都在我们身边。
God has always been my side,
安慰我们。
To comfort us.
就像圣经诗篇二十三篇四节说的。
Just like in Psalms 23.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷。
Though I walk through the valley of shadow of death.
也不怕遭害。
I shall fear no evil.
因为你与我同在。
For you are with me.
是啊。
Yes.
只有神与我们同在。
Only God is with us.
我们才能够坦然地面对我们人生的惊涛骇浪。
We can boldly face the waves in our lives.
可是当时虽然我们已经认识了主耶稣，
Even though we already knew God,
却只是把他当作一个治病的医生，
We saw him as just a physician,
当作我们人生苦海中那根救命的稻草，
To be a lifeboat in our life.
我们没有圣灵，
We didn't have the Holy Spirit,
也不明白圣经的奥秘，
And we didn't understand the Bible.
直到有一天，
Until one day,
我学校的一个同事，
A co-worker at my school,
就是我们本会的黄娟华姐妹。
It's a sister Huang from our church.
她过来问我。
She asked me.
你也是信主的吗？
Do you believe in the Lord?
我说是啊。
I said yes.
然后她就问我说要不要去她的教会看一看。
She asked me if I wanted to go to her church to see.
当时我非常的惊讶。
I was very surprised.
因为我不知道基督教还有很多的教派。
I didn't know there are many denominations in Christianity.
我以为所有信主的人都一样。
I thought every Christians are the same.
所以我就问她。
So I asked her,
你不是在桥头那间 教堂聚会吗？
Don't you go to the church at the end of the bridge?
她就说我在真耶稣教会聚会。
She said, I go to service in True Jesus Church.
我当时听了心里面觉得很奇怪。
I felt very strange.
就想什么真耶稣教会？
I thought, what is True Jesus Church?
难道我这个教会是假的吗？
Is my church fake?
但是出于礼貌。
But out of courtesy,
我就笑笑地对他说
I smiled and said,
没关系啊，我们都是信主一样的，一样的哈。
It's okay, we all believe in the Lord, it's all the same.
然后说完我就赶紧走了。
And after I said that, I left.
但是过了几天
a few days later,
娟华姐妹又来找我。
This Sister Huang asked me again.
她还诚恳地邀请我去参加福州举办的灵恩会。
She invited me to go to the spiritual convocation in 福州。
然后碍于同事的情面。
And because we're co-workers,
再加上当时我有开一家儿童用品专卖店
，and I had a store that sold on stuff for children.
然后那天刚刚好我也可以去福州进货
，and I can go to 福州 to get inventories.
所以我就答应他，跟他去真耶稣教会看一看。
So I agreed to go to True Jesus Church.
那天我和他一起去了福州的秀山堂。
So I went to 秀山堂 in 福州。
刚开始感觉还好。
In the beginning, I thought it was okay.
后来当我看到他们开始祷告的时候，
And when I saw that they started praying,
因为当时我不明白圣灵，
Because I didn't understand Holy Spirit,
然后对他们这样的祷告方式很不理解，
And I didn't understand the way they pray,
也很不习惯，
And I was not used to it.
所以上午的讲道一结束，
After the morning service ended,
我就赶紧就跑了，
I ran away.
然后回家以后，
After I went home,
我就和青云弟兄谈论这件事情。
I discussed this with Brother Ching Ring.
感谢神，神就开启他的智慧。
Thank God for giving him wisdom.
他说，不然我们先看一看圣经。
He said, how about let's just read the Bible first?
看一看哪个教会的道理更加符合圣经。
To see which church has the truth.
因为圣经是我们信仰的唯一标准。
Because Bible is the only standard in our faith.
后来青云弟兄他就把圣经通读了一遍。
So Brother Ching Ring read the entire Bible once.
然后他很认真地对我说。
And he said to me.
真耶稣教会的道理更加符合圣经。
And True Jesus Church has the truth according to the Bible.
他说我们每天去圣公会聚会。
He said we go to the Anglican Communion.
我们看到他的教堂里面挂着十条诫命。
We saw that their church had the Ten Commandments on their wall.
但是单守安息日这条他们就没有做到。
But they did not observe Sabbath.
我们知道单守安息日是十条诫命的第四条。
We know to keep the Sabbath holy is the fourth commandment.
主耶稣把单守安息日列入十条诫命中。
God listed the Sabbath in the Ten Commandments.
说明了它非常的重要。
It tells us how important it is.
而且十条诫命是我们每一个基督徒都要遵守的。
And all the Christians have to observe the Ten Commandments.
因为它与得救有关。
Because it's related to salvation.
所以感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
通过查考圣经。
After reading the Bible.
我们对真耶稣教会有了进一步的认识。
We had a better understanding of True Jesus Church.
后来我们就一起去真耶稣教会慕道。
So we started truth seeking in True Jesus Church.
渐渐明白真耶稣教会所传的道理完全符合圣经。
So we slowly understood that.The truth that True Jesus Church preaches is entirely according to the Bible.
于是我们一家人就决定到真耶稣教会接受洗礼。
So our family decided to come to True Jesus Church to receive baptism.
2004年12月12日。
And December 12, 2004.
我们一家接受了真耶稣教会合法的洗礼。
Our family were baptized in True Jesus Church.
成为真耶稣教会的信徒。
Became believers in True Jesus Church.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
那接下来我要和大家分享我得圣灵的经历。
And I want to share about my experience of receiving the Holy Spirit.
2004年12月12日，我们受洗完那天。
After December 12, 2004, after we got baptized.
我们就回到教堂去求圣灵。
We went back to the church to ask for the Holy Spirit.
当时我记得青云弟兄他是跪在第一排。
I remember Brother Qing Yun knelt at the front row.
我跪在第二排。
I was in the second row.
在他的后面。
Behind him.
当时我后面还有几排的弟兄姐妹。
And there are a few rows of brothers and sisters behind us.
开始求圣灵的时候。
After we started praying for the Holy Spirit.
有执事来为我们按手祷告。
A deacon came to lay hand on us.
那时候的我对圣灵完全不了解。
At the moment, I did not understand Holy Spirit at all.
心里就是充满了一种很好奇的心啊。
So I had a lot of curiosity.
于是在求圣灵的过程中。
So in the process of praying for the Holy Spirit,
我经常会偷偷地张开眼睛去看周围弟兄姐妹的样子。
I would open my eyes to see others praying.
我甚至还怀疑那些执事是不是有气功哈。
I even doubted if the deacons had qi.
我在想是不是他按手以后发功发下，然后大家身体会震动。
I thought he was using his qi to move everyone.
我就跪在那边不停地胡思乱想。
So I wandered off in my prayer.
但是神真的非常的奇妙。
But God is very amazing.
他好像都明白我这一切愚昧的想法。
He knew my foolish thoughts.
就开始了他奇妙的作为。
So he started his amazing work.
跪在我前面的青云弟兄。
Brother Qing Yun, who knelt in front of me.
和一个从福州来的肖涛弟兄。
And Brother Xiao Tao from 福州。
他们两个忽然间同时身体开始震动。
All of a sudden, they started shaking together.
舌头卷起来。
Their tongues started rolling.
发出了一种奇妙的舌音。
And they started speaking in tongues.
哇，我亲眼看着他们受圣灵。
I saw with my own eyes them receiving Holy Spirit.
我非常的惊讶。
I was very surprised.
因为在我在看到他们得圣灵的那一刻。
Because the moment they received the Holy Spirit.
我们的执事还在后面帮别人按手祷告。
Our deacons were laying hands on people behind us.
执事都还没有机会按手到他们的头上。
The deacons had not yet even laid hands on them.
所以神就直接愿他们得到圣灵的这个现象，让我明白他不是靠气功发功来的。
So with God giving them the Holy Spirit, I understood that the deacon did not have qi.
真的很羞愧。
I was very ashamed.
原来圣灵他是真的存在的。
Truly, the Holy Spirit exists.
可是因为那天我没有专心的祷告
Because that day I did not focus in my prayers,
所以我没有得到圣灵
I did not receive the Holy Spirit.
后来教会经常有这种求圣灵的祷告
And then later on the church oftentimes tells us to pray for the Holy Spirit.
每一次祷告都要半个小时以上
Every time the prayer will last over 30 minutes.
我因为没有得到圣灵
Because I did not have the Holy Spirit.
所以有的时候祷告五分钟十分钟就觉得很难受
So I would felt painful after 5 or 10 minutes of prayer.
而且每一次我跪下来求圣灵
Every time I knelt down to ask for the Holy Spirit
我都有一种要放声大哭的那种冲动
I wanted to cry out loud
但是我又觉得在那么多的人面前哭很不好意思
But then I thought it would be very embarrassing to cry in front of everyone
所以每一次教会一说求圣灵祷告
So every time when church says let's pray for the Holy Spirit
我就默默地从后门溜走了
I would sneak out from the back door
那我自己在心里面想
I thought in my heart
我不要在教会求
I won't ask in this church
我可以自己回家求
I can just ask at home
但是每一次在家里面求圣灵
Every time I ask at home
因为我的内心对圣灵还不够渴慕
Because I did not thirst for the Holy Spirit
所以我的祷告就不够恳切
My prayers were not persistent
神就一直没有把圣灵赐给我
God never gave me the Holy Spirit
直到2008年4月8号
Until April 8th, 2008
那天晚上的经历我一辈子都不会忘记
I would not forget the experience I had that evening
那天晚上吃完晚饭以后
That evening after I had dinner
我在厨房里面洗碗
I was washing dishes in the kitchen
我忽然看到对面的邻居家里面摆出那种送葬的花圈
I saw the flowers in the neighbor's house
我问一下才知道我有一个邻居得了脑癌去世了
So I found out that my neighbor had a brain cancer and passed away
从发病到他离世不到半年的时间
From his illness to passing away, it wasn't even 6 months.
因为我知道这个邻居，他平常看起来还是一个非常健康的人。
This neighbor seemed very healthy.
所以我那天听到这个消息，我感到非常的震惊。
I was shocked when I heard the news.
然后我再去回想青云弟兄从2002年得病到2008年，将近6年多的时间。
So I reflected on Brother Ching Yun's sickness from 2002 to 2008.
每一次去医院。
Every time we went to hospital,
医生都是说你回去吧。
The doctor would say, "Go home."
好像都告诉我们要准备后事哈。
It's as if they were telling us to prepare for a funeral.
但是那天他还活着。
But that day he still lived.
在神的怜悯和保守下，他还活着。
Under God's protection and mercy, he lived.
所以当时我的心被圣灵大大的感动。
I was greatly moved by the Holy Spirit.
我就赶快到我的卧室里面跪下来祷告。
I quickly went to my bedroom and knelt down.
在祷告的时候。
In my prayer.
我感觉自己被一圈又一圈的气流包围起来
I felt that I was surrounded by a current
非常的舒服
It was very soothing
在我的面前
Before me
仿佛坐着主耶稣
It was Lord Jesus
他像一个慈爱的父亲
He is like a loving father
在倾听我的祷告
Listening to my prayer
他张开他的双臂环绕着我
He opened his arms to embrace me
他用非常爱怜的眼光一直在安慰着我
With a lovingLoving, he comforted me.
那一天晚上，我觉得是我离主耶稣最近的一次哈。
That evening was the closest I felt with God.
仿佛还有一个声音在对我说。
It's as if the voice was saying.
凡劳苦担重担的人。
All you who are who labor and are heavy laden.
可以到我这里来。
Come to me.
我就使你得安息。
I will give you rest.
听到这个声音。
After I heard that.
我的内心真的非常的感动。
I was greatly moved in my heart.
我真的觉得在神的爱的面前
I felt that I was in God's love.
我身上的重担得以卸下
I was able to put down my burdens.
我当时一边祷告
I was praying.
一边回想青云弟兄生病这6年多时间里面神的保守和看顾
And I reflected on Brother Ching Yun's sickness for over 6 years.
特别在2008年
especially in 2008.
神给我最多的体验
God gave me so many experiences.
因为在2008年1月
In January 2008,
青云弟兄他身上的癌细胞全身转移。
Brother Ching Yun, his cancer cells migrated throughout his body.
先是他的腰椎
，first his lumbar,
被癌细胞吞噬。
It was consumed by his cancer cells.
然后他就瘫痪在床上。
He was paralyzed.
然后医生就交代我2个小时要给他翻身。
So the doctor told me to turn him in his bed every 2 hours.
还要帮他做脚部的按摩。
To massage his feet.
避免肌肉萎缩
so that he wouldn't have muscle atrophy.
白天还好
and it was fine in the morning in the day.
因为教会有很多的弟兄姐妹会来我们家里面祷告
because many brothers and sisters will come to our home to pray.
那会帮助他
to help him.
那特别有一个昌兴弟兄
and there is a brother 昌兴
非常的有爱心
he had a lot of love.
他几乎每天早上都会来我们家
every morning he will come to our house.
把青云弟兄抱到轮椅上。
To carry him into the wheelchair.
推到外面去晒太阳。
To push him out to let him get some sunshine.
帮他做按摩。
To massage him.
但是到了晚上。
But when evening comes.
就都是我来照顾他。
I took care of him.
因为我白天要上班。
Because I had to work during the day.
所以那段时间真的很辛苦。
It was a very difficult time.
那我就想。
So I thought.
神是最大的医生。
God is the greatest physician.
他神给我们很多的应许。
He gave us many promises.
所以我就跪下来向神祷告。
So I knelt down and prayed to God.
我说神啊。
I said God.
求你医治青云弟兄的瘫痪。
Please heal his him being paralyzed.
求你让他能够自己站起来。
Please let him stand up by himself.
真的非常感谢神。
Truly thank God.
他垂听了我的祷告。
He listened to my prayer.
大概1个月左右的时间。
About a month.
青云弟兄没有吃一粒药。
He did not take any medicine.
没有做任何的治疗。
He did not receive any treatment.
他的瘫痪好了。
His paralysis was cured.
他就自己能够站起来了。
He could stand up by himself.
我相信这是神的大能医治了他。
I believe it was God's great power healing.
后来癌细胞又转移到他的肝脏。
And later on, the cancer cell moved his liver.
有一天我就看到他肚子胀得很大。
One day I saw his stomach swelling.
我就赶紧打电话叫我的舅舅过来。
So I called my uncle.
因为我舅舅他是一个医生。
My uncle is a doctor.
他过来一看，检查一下。
So he came over and examined him.
告诉我说是肝腹水。
He told me it was a fluid.
然后叫我要把青云弟兄带到县医院。
He told me to bring Brother Xingyun to hospital.
叫医生用针筒把他的这个腹水抽出来。
To use needle to draw out the fluids.
我听得非常的难受。
I was in a lot of pain.
因为我们家是住在五楼。
Because I stayed at the fifth floor.
没有电梯。
There was no elevator.
而且当时青云弟兄他的人非常的虚弱。
And Brother Xingyun was very weak.
如果要去医院的话。
If we were to go to hospital,
我又要打电话叫教会的弟兄过来帮忙抬下去。
I had to call the brothers at church to carry him down.
说实话啊。
To be honest,
当时教会的弟兄姐妹为我们付出了很多的时间和精力。
The brothers and sisters at church already paid a lot of time and effort for us.
我自己感觉有点不好意思再请他们过来。
I felt embarrassed to even call them again.
所以人的尽头就是神的开头。
So the end of man is the beginning of God.
我就想我要跪下来还是祷告神。
I thought I had to pray again to
求神帮助，求神医治。
To ask God to help and heal.
真的很奇妙。
It's truly miraculous.
神又一次垂听了我的祷告。
God once again heeded my prayer.
青云弟兄的腹水就消去了。
His fluid build up went away.
他自己就消去了。
It went away.
没有用针筒来抽就自动消去了。
There was not even one needle.
而且就一次，后面都没有再复张。
And that was the only once that there was fluid.
后来因为那个癌细胞转移到他的肺部。
And the cancer cell migrated to his lungs.
然后有一天他就告诉我他想吐。
One day he said he was nauseated.
那我就赶紧就拿了一个脸盆过来给他接。
I gave him a basin.
那我就看到他血啊从他的嘴巴里面吐出来。
And I saw him spit out blood.
大概有吐了半个脸盆那么多。
About half the basin.
哇，我当时真的看的是非常的害怕。
I was very afraid.
然后能感觉都快要崩溃了。
I was almost passing out.
然后来我就拿着脸盆到卫生间把那个血水倒掉。
And I took the basin to throw out the blood.
我就马上就跪在卫生间祷告。
Right away, I knelt down in the bathroom.
我说神啊，好可怕。
I said, God is so scary.
我说神啊，我真的没有办法承受这样的这么多的这种东西哈。
God, I cannot take on anymore.
我说神啊，求你帮助我。
God, please help me.
真的感谢神。
Truly thank God.
神真的又听了我的祷告。
God once again heeded my prayer.
那从那次以后，他从来青云弟兄就没有吐血。
From then on, he never spit out blood again.
也都没有其他这种很可怕的事情发生了。
And nothing scary happened.
所以那天晚上我就这样子一边在祷告。
So that evening, as I prayed,
一边就不断的回想这段时间神一直与我同在。
I kept reflecting on how God was with me during that time.
真的那段时间是我人生中最绝望、最困难、最痛苦的时候。
It was the most painful, most difficult time of my life.
但是感谢神，他一直陪在我的身边。
But thank God, He was with me all the time.
垂听我的祷告。
Listening to my prayers.
当时我的心哈就被神的这种大爱，充满着。
I was filled with God's great love.
感动的。
I was touched.
我就觉得我自己只是一个罪人。
I felt that I was a sinner.
但是神却用这样的大爱来爱我。
But God still loved me.
我的眼泪就一直流出来。
My tears rolled down.
但是内心里面又充满了喜乐。
But in my heart, I was filled with joy.
然后舌头就忽然间就跳动起来。
And my tongue started rolling.
就说出了方言。
I started speaking with
tongues. 这样过了大概半个多小时的时间。
And about half an hour later,
我的心情慢慢的平静下来。
I calmed down.
祷告结束后。
After the prayer,
我满身大汗。
I was covered in sweat.
眼里面还流着眼泪。
And I still had tears in my eyes.
但是在我的内心深处。
But in my heart,
却有一种无法形容的喜乐一直涌上来。
But there it flows indescribable joy.
这是我从来没有经历过的喜乐。
It is a joy that I never experienced before.
而且在那样的环境当中，那是不可能我们会有那样的喜乐。
And especially in that kind of environment, I could never enjoy that joy.
它真的是驱散了我内心所有的忧伤。
It took away all my sorrows.
在这样的这种喜乐当中。
And in this joy,
我还感觉我的内心充满了一种属灵的安静。
I felt that I was filled with the spiritual peace.
所以我就知道我一定是得到宝贵的圣灵。
So I knew that I received the precious Holy Spirit.
感谢神。
Thank God.
那接下来我再和大家分享我信主以来的一些恩典见证。
And I will share about some testimony and grace that after I believe.
2004年受洗到现在。
From 2004, when I got baptized.
我已经受洗归主十二年的时间。
I have been baptized into the Lord for 12 years.
神非常的慈爱怜悯。
God had a lot of mercy on me.
愿他的慈神爱所一直在带领着我亲近他。
He guided me with His love.
像诗篇六十五篇十一节说。
Like Psalms 65.
你以恩典为连岁的冠冕，你以六十五篇十一节。
65:11, you crown the year with your goodness.
你的路径都滴下脂油。
And your paths drip with abundance.
真的是这样。
It's truly so.
这么多年的信仰。
So many years of faith.
神的恩典一直伴随着我。
God's grace abided with me.
从我最初踏入真耶稣教会
In the beginning when I stepped into True Jesus Church
我完全不明白真理
I had no idea about the truth
只是希望青云弟兄的病能够得到医治
I just wish that Brother Ching Yun's sickness will be healed
但是神却用他的爱深深地吸引我
But God with his love deeply attracted me
在青云弟兄生病期间
In his sickness
教会的长职传道
A church pastor and deacons
弟兄姐妹经常来我们家探访祷告
Brothers and sisters often visited us and pray.
特别在2008年到2009年青云弟兄病重的这段时间
Especially when he was very ill in 2008 and 2009.
每一天都有教会的弟兄姐妹来我们家祷告
There were brothers and sisters who come to our house to pray every day.
一年多的时间
For over a year.
无论是刮风下雨
Whether it's raining or
从来没有间断过
It never stopped.
所有的这些爱是温暖了当时我非常悲伤的心
The love warmed up my very sad heart.
而且又实实在在的帮助了处在困境中的我。
And helped the me that was in a very difficult time.
愿神纪念连江教会弟兄姐妹的爱心。
May God remember the love of brothers and sisters in Lianjiang Church.
神不但用爱来吸引我。
God not only attracted me with His love.
还用很多的神迹奇事让我来体验他的大能。
And allow me to experience His great power with His signs.
我儿子因为早产的缘故。
And my son had, he was born premature.
他的身体非常的瘦弱。
He was very weak.
小的时候经常生病。
He was sick a lot when he was young.
几乎每个月都要去看病。
He had to go see a doctor every month.
特别是他的扁桃体。
Especially his tonsils.
一直都是三度肿大。
It's a third degree swelling.
所以他经常会发烧。
So he had fevers a lot.
而且他一发烧都会烧，温度会烧得很高。
And he have high fevers.
一般情况下，吃药打针都降不下来。
It will not be relief using vaccine or medicines.
所以他发烧一定要去住院。
So every time he will have fever, he has to be hospitalized.
一般都要住院一个星期左右哈。
For about a week.
那我舅舅是医生。
And my uncle is a doctor.
他就劝我要把我儿子带去动这个扁桃体切除手术。
He told me that we had to take my son to tell hospital to remove his tonsils.
我就想，我们人是神所造的。
So I thought we are God's creation.
那我们身上所有的器官也都是神造的。
So all the organs are created by God.
那神既然造了扁桃体，就一定有他的用处。
And since he created this organ, it must have its use.
我们不可以随便的切掉它。
We cannot just remove it.
我就想，我还是祷告神。
I said, let's pray.
求神医治。
Ask God to heal.
那为这件事情，我一直祷告了将近。八年的时间。
And for this matter, I pray for about 8 years.
但是神一直没有成就这件事。
But God did not fulfill.
有一年时间，我甚至把我儿子的名字写在教会的代祷名单上。
For about a year, I put my son's name on the prayer request list in church.
我请求教会为这件事情做提名祷告。
I asked the church to announce his name to pray for him.
但是神还是没有成就这件事情。
But God still did not fulfill this matter.
到2013年，我儿子要参加中考。
In 2013, my son was having an exam for high school.
在参加中考前夕，他又发烧了。
He had a fever again.
那我舅舅就很生气的对我说
，My uncle was very angry.
早跟你说要把这个扁桃体切掉。
And said, I told you to remove this organ.
他说孩子越大，以后这个根好像会长得越深，以后手术就不容易动哈。
The older he gets, the harder the surgery is.
他就跟我说马上去动手术。
He said, go do the surgery right away.
那我们人有的时候真的很小心哈。
And we are often of very little faith.
因为我为这件事情是祷告了相当长的一段时间。
I have prayed for this matter for a very long time.
那所以我的信心当时有一点软弱和动摇。
My faith was weak and wavered.
所以我后来就听我舅舅的话，就带我的儿子去福州的医院准备动手术。
So I listened to my uncle to go to the hospital in Fuzhou to have the surgery.
我记得那天我带我儿子先去做检查。
I remember I took my son to have the checkup first.
医生一检查就马上就给我开一个单子。
After examining it, he gave me a slip.
叫我马上住院。
To go be hospitalized right away.
他说要马上给我的儿子动手术。
He will perform the surgery right away.
当时我忽然间又有一个声音在告诉我。
And at that time, a voice was telling me.
在神岂有难成的事吗
？Is there anything difficult in God？
我赶紧就在心里面默祷。
And I prayed in silence.
我说神啊，求你赦免我的软弱。
I said, God, forgive my weakness.
如果是你愿意医治他
，If you are willing to heal him，
那求你开医生的口，让我们回家。
Please let the doctor tell us to go home.
我祷告完，我就问医生。
After prayer, I asked the doctor.
我儿子一定要做手术吗
？Does my son have to have the surgery？
那个医生就很奇怪的看着我。
This doctor looked at me strangely.
他说：“你儿子的扁桃体肿得那么大。
”He said your son had swollen tonsils.
像两颗原子弹挂在喉咙，不，这个咽喉里面。
It's like two atomic bombs in his throat.
而且这个原子弹是随时会爆炸的。
And this bomb will explode.
你说要不要动手术
？You tell me if he needs a surgery.
但是我还是不放弃哈。
But I did not give up.
我又问医生。
I asked the doctor again.
难道没有其他治疗方法吗
？Are there not any other treatments?
一定要动手术吗
？Do we need the surgery?
然后医生他就有点发呆哈。
And the doctor blinked out.
然后他就问我。
He asked me.
你儿子平时睡觉会不会打呼噜
？Does he snore in his sleep?
我说不会。
I said no.
然后医生又问我。
And doctor asked again.
那他平时睡觉的时候有没有呼吸忽然间断掉的现象
？Does his breathing stop in his sleep?
我就说没有。
I said no.
然后医生就沉思了一会儿，就对我说。
And a doctor thought about it for a moment.
他说：“那你就先回去。
Go home.
再观察一段时间吧。
Let's observe for a period of time.
真的很奇妙。
And it's truly miraculous.
神就这样借着医生的口
，God through the mouth of the doctor，
让我儿子没有动手术就回家了。
To have my son go home without the surgery.
那我和我的儿子就非常的高兴。
And I was very joyful with my son.
在回家的途中
，On the way home.
我就把我刚才的经历和祷告分享给我儿子听。
I share my experience in my prayer with my son.
我就很肯定地告诉他。
And I told him with certainty.
神一定会医治你。
God will heal you.
但是我们要一起来祷告。
But we need to pray together.
要把这件事情完全交托给神。
To give this entire matter into God's hand.
真的感谢神。
Truly thank God.
回去没有多久。
After not long after we return.
就我儿子他高一开学那一年。
In his ninth grade, the day he started school,
他要做体检。
He had a physical.
然后那天他非常高兴的拿着那个体检报告单回来。
And joyfully he came home with the physical results.
他跟我说：“妈妈，你看。”
He said, "Mom, look."
我看一下，在扁桃体那栏里面。
And under the column of tonsils,
写着两个字。
There is a word.
正常。
Normal.
因为以前每一次去做体检
，Every time he had a physical，
他那边都有一个医生画的三度肿大的一个记号。
Every time the doctor would mark third degree swelling。
这次没有多长时间。
And this not long after that。
正常。
It was normal。
真的想想我们人还很可笑哈。
It's very laughable。
我那天居然还做了一个动作。
I even did something.
现在想想真的是很亏欠神，但神很怜悯我。
I owe God a lot, but God still had mercy on me.
我还跑到卧室把那个手电筒拿进来哈。
I went to the bedroom and took out a flashlight.
叫儿子张开嘴巴。
I told my son to open his mouth.
用那个手电筒照一下他的喉咙。
I used a flashlight to shine on his throat.
真的感谢神。
Truly thank God.
原来他真的那个扁桃体是两个非常大挂在那边。
In the past, his tonsils were very swollen.
那天真的完全好了。
And that day, it was completely normal.
跟我们正常人一模一样。
Just like every one of us.
所以通过我儿子这件事情。
And after this happened to my son.
我们就像诗篇三十七篇七节说到的。
Like Psalms 37.
你当默然依靠神。
37:7. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him.
耐心等候他
Wait patiently for him.
因为我们要相信神的应许从来不会落空
Because we have to believe that God's promise will never fail.
真的感谢神。
Truly thank God.
那最后
，Lastly，
神还借着侍奉
，God through our servitude，
为我打开了真理的门
，Open the door of truth。
2009年3月14日
，March 14th in 2009。
青云弟兄吸了世界上一切的劳苦。
Brother 青云 rested his burdens in the world。
安息主怀。
He rested in God's bosom。
虽然我们知道他是去了乐园。
Though we know that he went to paradise。
但是在肉体上我们还是非常的舍不得。
But we are still very sad。
所以有一段时间。
So for a period of time。
我现在一种非常悲伤的情绪里面。
I was very sorrow。
信仰也非常的软弱。
My faith was very weak。
甚至连祷告的力量都没有。
I didn't even have the strength to pray。
这时候神就感动很多教会的同龄来探访我。
Then God moved a lot of brothers and sisters from church to visit me，
安慰我，
to comfort me，
陪我祷告，
to pray with me。
他们还鼓励我要出来参加侍奉，
they encouraged me to serve。
教会先是安排我做宗教方面的侍奉，
the church assigned me to religious work，
然后慢慢的让我来主持查经，
and had me conduct a Bible study，
最后还让我上台证道，
and later on they evenMade me lead sermons.
真的感谢神。
Thank God.
就像圣经哥林多前书15章58节，保罗劝勉我们一样。
Just like 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
圣经上说。
The Bible says.
我亲爱的弟兄们。
My beloved brethren.
你们务要坚固。
Be steadfast.
不可摇动。
Immovable.
常常竭力多做主工。
Always abounding in the work of the Lord.
因为知道你们的劳苦。
Because to know that you are working the Lord,
在主里面不是徒然的。
It's not in vain in the Lord.
我以前曾经很片面的理解了这段经文。
I had a brief understanding of this verse.
我想我去参加教会的侍奉。
I thought that if I joined the servitude in church,
那神一定会祝福我的家庭，祝福我的孩子一切平安顺利。
God will bless my family, my children, to have everything very smooth.
当然，参与教会的侍奉是蒙神悦纳的。
Of course, serving is pleasing to God.
也会得神的祝福。
And we will receive blessings.
但是得恩典不是参与侍奉的目的。
But the purpose of serving is not to receive blessings.
我们参与侍奉的最大好处是
the greatest benefit of serving.
让我们的灵命能够得到成长。
To grow in spirit.
让我们能够更加明白真理。
To understand the truth more.
使我们更有得救的盼望。
To have more hope of salvation.
这一点我真的体验非常的深刻。
And have very deep experience of it.
在没有参与教会的侍奉之前，
Before I started serving,
我的信仰状态很不好。
I did not have a very good faith.
有的时候，因为我是做老师，
Because I'm a teacher.
周一到周五我在学校都很忙。
From Monday to Friday, I'm very busy at school.
然后到周六聚会的时候，
On Saturday service,
我上午聚会完，
After morning service,
然后下午会觉得很辛苦。
I felt that afternoon service was very hard.
我甚至在安息日的下午会偷跑回家睡觉。
Sometimes in the afternoon I would go home to sleep.
因为我当时对信仰真的是没有认识。
Because I did not know my faith.
但是参与教会的侍奉以后，
But after I started serving,
神让我明白了很多的道理。
God allowed me to understand many truths.
特别是通过读经。
Especially through Bible reading.
我以前没有参与教会侍奉之前读经。
Before I started serving, when I read Bible,
只是把它当作教会的一项任务。
I saw it as a mission that God, church gave us.
我们教会会发一张读经祷告进度表给我们每一个信徒。
And because church will give all of us a Bible reading schedule.
然后要求我们每一个月要读多少的经文。
To tell us how many chapters we need to read for a month.
我以前都是把这个当作一个任务。
I saw it as a mission.
然后就。有空一下子把它读掉，全部打个勾交上去，完成任务。
If I have time, I will read everything and just check it.
但是参与侍奉以后就不一样。
But after I started serving, it's different.
特别神让我上台证道。
God let me speak on the pulpit.
帮忙主持查经。
To lead Bible studies.
那我就发现我圣经方面的知识非常的缺乏。
I realized I was lacking in Bible knowledge.
那我就赶紧就祷告神给我智慧。
So I prayed to God to give me wisdom.
那我还会查看很多我们教会一些属灵的一些讲解。
I also study many spiritual publications.
还有很多那些传道他们所讲的那些音频的那些解经的材料。
And I read a lot of interpretation of the Bible that pastors wrote.
然后通过这样子比较认真的读经。
And after reading the Bible harder.
就让我明白了神的真理。
I understood God's truth.
真的像诗篇所说的。
It's like in Psalms.
你的言语一解开
After you get
你的言语一解开诗篇119篇130节
Psalms 119 verse 30
你的言语一解开
不对
119篇130节
The entrance of your words gives light.
就发出亮光
It gives light.
使愚人通达
It gives understanding to the simple.
所以今天我真的很感谢神
So today I thank God.
借着圣经的这种真理
Through the truth in the Bible.
使我明白神的旨意
To have me know the will of God.
使我明白信仰不是只求恩典
I was.Able to understand that faith is not only asking for blessings.
更重要的是要灵魂得救。
The most important part is to have our souls be saved.
所以今天我再回头去想我接受信仰的过程。
So to look back today, my process of believing.
其实不是我选择。
I did not choose.
而是主拣选了我。
But the Lord chose me.
他用他的慈爱。
With His love.
用他的圣灵。
With His Holy Spirit.
引领我归入他这个温暖的家。
He guided me back to His home.
真耶稣教会。
True Jesus Church.
在这里我找到了人生的真理
Here I found the truth of life.
获得了内在永恒的喜乐
I received eternal joy.
我也很感谢神
I also thank God.
又重新赐给我一段美好的婚姻
To once again give me a beautiful marriage.
就是把伯恩教会的方济中弟兄赐给我
To give me the brother Feng from Bowen Park Church.
让我原本破碎的人生重新圆满
To heal my broken family.
让我今天才有机会站在伯恩教会的讲台上分享我的见证。
So that I have the opportunity to stand here in Bowen Park Church.
让我今天才有机会认识到伯恩教会这么多可爱的弟兄姐妹。
To have the opportunity to know all the lovely brothers and sisters in Bowen Park Church.
神真的很爱我。
God truly loves me.
神也爱在座的每一个弟兄姐妹和慕道朋友。
And God loves every brother and sister who is sitting here in True Seekers.
在我们人的一生当中。
In our lives.
我们或多或少会经历患难和痛苦。
More or less, we will face difficulties and pains.
但是神告诉我们。
But God told us.
我的恩典够你用。
My grace is sufficient for you.
所以愿我们一生一世都能够住在神的殿中。
So may we dwell in His house all the days of our lives.
来数算他的恩典。
Count His blessings.
愿我们有一天都能够回到天上远远的家。
That one day we can return to the heavenly home.
感谢主，愿荣耀归给天上的神。
Thank the Lord, may glory be to God in heaven.
哈利路亚，阿门。
非常好，他把时间用得刚刚好。
It's good that she used up all the time.
Yeah, 我们听他的见证，他说得非常的明白。
And she was able to testify clearly.
Yeah, 所以虽然一开始病痛是个患难。
In the beginning, sickness is a difficulty.
却成为信他来信主的一个祝福。
But it became a blessing for her to believe.
我们没有寻找神。
We did not seek the Lord.
但是神寻找我们。
But the Lord sought us.
那神也用爱来吸引他。
And God used His love to attract her.
虽然他不了解教会的圣灵。
She did not understand the Holy Spirit.
可是回到圣经里头去追求圣经的话，神的话。
But she returned to the Bible to seek for His word.
所以他们找到了答案。
They found the answer.
所以来到了教会。
They came to church.
那么在病痛当中，经过了非常多的年，
经过了许多年，
真的非常不容易。
It's very difficult.
我们知道，即使想哭都不能大声哭。
We know that even though she wanted to cry, she could not cry out loud.
身上有好大的重担。
There are heavy burdens.
可是神真的能够给我们安息
But God can truly give us rest
给我们平安
Give us peace
在他遇到很多的困难的时候他就祷告神
When she was in trials, she prayed to God
他自己就见证到神的恩典跟作为
She witnessed God's work and His grace
不止他自己 这个恩典跟作为也带着他儿子一块经历。
His work and grace, her son also experienced.
那当然，在他的信仰路的服事上，他给我们很多的就是提醒。
In her walk of faith and servitude, she gave us a lot of reminders.
我们因为神的爱，所以来做他的工。
Because of God's love, we do His work.
实在是因为亏欠神。
Because we owe God.
因为神爱我们太多。
God loves us too much.
没有办法报答神。
There is no way for us to repay.
这也是我的感觉。
This is also my reflection.
看起来好像我们是在牺牲为神工作。
It seems that we are sacrificing to do His work.
事实上是神在造就我们。
But in fact, God is building us up.
让我们更认识神。
For us to know Him better.
认识他的爱。
To know His love.
然后认识他的真理。
To know His truth.
让我们属灵的生命得到建立。
So our spiritual life can be built up.
对那个盼望更坚持。
To have more certainty with this hope.
那在这里事实上他很多见证没机会讲，我希望下次他可以讲第二个第二集。
Actually she has a lot of testimonies that she didn't tell us, so I hope that she can come again.
在他先生过世以后又遇到了方弟兄。
And she can talk about how she met our brother Feng.
事实上这里好多的见证。
There are many testimonies.
以为是破碎的，神让他更圆满。
Even though it seemed broken, God healed it.
在我们神的手中。
In God's hands.
凡事都能。
All things are possible.
寻求神的什么好处都不缺。
There will be, they lack nothing though for those who seek God.
我想读三十三篇，诗篇三十三篇的十八节。
I want to read Psalms 33.
主的眼目看顾敬畏他的人和仰望他慈爱的人。
Psalm 33 verse 18, Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear Him, on those who hope in His mercy.
22节。 主啊，求你照着我们所仰望你的，向我们施行慈爱。
Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us, just as we hope in you.
所以我们仰望神，神的慈爱从来没有缺少。
So we hope in God, God will not God lack in His love.
我们或者继续读34篇的八九十。
If we read chapter 34 verse 8 to 9,
我们知道神的美善，投靠他的人有福了。
Blessed is the man who trusts in him.
主啊，圣民啊，你们当敬畏他，因为敬畏他的一无所缺。
Fear him, because those who fear him shall lack nothing.
少壮狮子还缺食人恶，但寻求神的什么好处都不缺。
The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing.
希望我们如他的见证一样，也有这样的福气。
I hope that we can be just as in the testimony, we can have all these blessings.
神的爱，神的恩典，让我们一无所缺。
To lack nothing from God, His love and His grace.
希望下午的见证让他得造就，大家都得造就。
I hope we can all be edified from the testimony.
那神也得到荣耀。
And God be glorified.
请默祷。
Let's pray in silence.